Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And The Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast Miss Anja Gridley of Appleton, Wisconsin.
Anja!
Now look, quick side note, we used to be on in Appleton, Wisconsin. I saw what this woman looked like, and I know it sounds stupid, but like every guy, I'm like, man, I hope she listened to the show. Neither to make any difference, but she was good looking and she's there. But she works in an office complete with cubicles and all that other stuff. But she shares the office with multiple coworkers. Now, that does not mean that she does not get her occasional alone time. So she posted a video that shows her staring at the camera as her two colleagues in the background walk out of the office and then the door swings shut behind them. Now, as the only one left in the room, she took the chance to upload what we'll call some prime content to her TikTok account. And by prime content, I mean, of course, she took the opportunity to record herself farting. But after letting loose, she slowly turned in her chair and was horrified to discover the unhappy face looking back at her. Turns out her coworker, Dave, Dave does not look amused. Dave was actively working on something. She didn't realize he was there. I'm just going to play the audio from it. So keep in mind, she's just staring at the camera, lets out the fart, and then you hear her break down to laughter when she realizes Dave, who again, to me, makes a video, is staring at her. Pissed. Yep. Make sure you're alone, that's all. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Throwhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth!
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Nick. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, Nick, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes.
All right, fantastic. You have your choice of one of three stories. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? Interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. And finally, hit me with your best shot, where you guess the unconventional weapon that someone chose to use as a weapon.
I'm going to go with hit me with your best shot.
Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
All right, we go to Augusta, Georgia, where cops got a call about a domestic dispute this past Sunday night. Now, unfortunately, there had been a stabbing. Now, the victim was in the middle of a big argument with his on-again, off-again girlfriend when things turned physical. And then she grabbed something and stabbed him in the butt with it. Now, she told police she just, quote, poked his butt, but he described it as a full-on stabbing. Now, thankfully, it sounds like he'll survive. Now, they could have arrested her for assault, but she left, and the boyfriend decided not to press charges. We'll probably revisit this story when she stabs his ass again a few months from now. Anyway, cops say they advised the man on how to get a temporary restraining order. But whatever their deal is, the question I have for you is, what did she stab him in the butt with? A pair of scissors? A pencil? A fork? Or a stiletto heel? So scissors, pencil, fork, or stiletto heel?
Did they say if it drew blood at all?
It does not. Not the story that I have.
I want it to be sexy, Nick. I'm going stiletto.
What's the difference between just a high heel and a stiletto heel?
Stiletto.
Small little point.
The real tall heels, but they have that super fine point.
Yeah, like real tiny.
All right.
And what does Ted think?
Ted thinks a lot. But on this one... You said it's Augusta, Georgia.
Augusta, Georgia.
Was it recently?
This past Sunday.
This past Sunday.
Oh,
that's a tough one.
Thank you.
But you're welcome. But since it's such a golf famous city, I'm assuming maybe they had just finished playing golf and she stabbed him with a tiny golf pencil.
Okay. Ah, okay. Right. Wow.
That's actually kind of funny. That's kind of funny. Well, then I guess I'll go scissors then. Maybe we'll get to hear a ding, guys.
What did she stab her boyfriend in the arse with? Scissors, pencil, fork, or stiletto heel? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Categories, hit me with your best shot on profilists. We have a domestic dispute between an on and off again couple in Georgia. A woman ended up stabbing her boyfriend in the butt. Now, she said it was a playful encounter.
Well, she didn't say it's playful. She said, I just poked him in the butt.
But I'm assuming it broke skin or whatever it did.
Yeah, he's in the bed, stabbed me.
Either way, he did not want to press charges, so she was not arrested. Question is, what did she stab him with? Scissors, a pencil, a fork, or a stiletto heel?
Hey, y'all, a bitch stabbed me.
And, Nick, that is a question we posed to you. Let us start with Miles Montgomery. Went with the stiletto.
Spring break was a couple weeks ago, I figured.
Nathan Smith, you went through the whole golf process. And Gus
Correct.
Obviously connected to golf. Went with the golf pencil. Yeah. No. So, Nick, that leaves you. You said, guys, let's get the ding today.
You said scissors.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Plain-ass fork.
You can't really, if you use any kind of force, that's not a poke.
Yeah, that's why he was like mid-stabbing.
It's kind of a tough way to stab somebody.
Yeah, a fork, man.
Yeah, I'll be damned.
Left four little tiny holes in his buttocks.
Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, we all enjoy late night TV shows.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Some are funnier, you know, like some monologues are better than some people. Some interviews are better.
Correct.
Some of the bits are just better. So Chris Stapleton, everybody in here, we talk, we all like Stapleton, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I'm on SNL, and I was like, all right, my man.
Yeah. He's, I mean, he's, the, again, the most soulful white country artist you'll ever see.
Mm-hmm.
Very unique. So basically, he was on, he was on Kimmel's show, and they had a Wing It or Sing It segment. All right? So basically, you just got to kind of wing it and sing it, and then... Chris Stapleton, obviously, I assume he's around my age, 40?
You know, I don't know.
So he grew up, you know, watching.
I'm 23.
I don't think he's 23.
My bad.
Stapleton's an interesting.
You look great.
What's that?
46.
Oh, he's older than I am. You old bastard. Sorry, Chris. Anyhow, but obviously we used to watch TGIF on, I think it was ABC that had all those good shows on Friday night, Family Matters, Full House, all that stuff. So his Wing It and Sing It song is about that. And it's funny too, just the way his voice sounds. Like he could be singing about absolute garbage.
Oh yeah,
you're just like,
I feel it, man.
I feel it. I told you when I saw him last summer, I almost teared up. Man, it was emotional.
I'll tell you what, John Stamos would probably play that again. It's about me, man.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, look, Stamos is a lot of things and a decent musician. He's no Chris Stapleton.
Does he play drums?
Good yes. Time.
Drums. It's
occasionally
drums.
With the Beach Boys.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because if you watch the show, that was always kind of a thing. Uncle Jesse always had, like, every season or two, his friends would come into town.
He'd jam.
They'd jam and get the band back together. Which also, in Stamos' defense, when I was a kid watching those shows, I had no idea they would do it covered songs.
He thought they were all rich.
I just thought Uncle Jesse was writing songs. Like, the boys are back. Like, oh, they are back. All right, way to go, Uncle Jesse. Pretty interesting. Somebody that's been in the news hugely in the 90s, never really left the news cycle, but kind of left for a while and recently passed away. O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson. Yeah, yep, yep, yep.
It's this kind of a story going around that Owen Wilson apparently has a bit of a soul and a brain. So he chose, and money, chose, as they say, morality over money when the director, basically, they're coming out with a new movie about O.J. Simpson, right?
All right.
But he was offered $12 million to play Douglas McCann, a real-life attorney who got wrapped up in various conspiracy theories during the murder trial. Basically, they wanted him, the movie would be about almost proving his OJ's innocence.
Oh.
So Owen Wilson supposedly told him, if you think I'm going to take the lead role in a movie about how OJ didn't do it, you've got to be kidding me.
That's fair.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's wrong at that. The movie's actually been in development for 9 years. Not much of it's been shot yet. You know, it...
Well, this is a lot different than the book. What if I did do it? Yeah. If I did it. That's what it is.
If I did it,
I still would have said the glove doesn't fit.
Yeah, and look, I mean, the O.J. Simpson thing, you know, and trust me, I'm not blaming anybody, right? Like, everybody, you get desensitized to stuff when it doesn't involve you. You know sure. what I mean? Like, that's just the way the world works, good or bad. But yeah, like, at the end of the day, right, there's still Nicole Brown Simpson's family.
Mm-hmm. Ronald Goldman's family.
Ronald Goldman's family, you know, and I always kind of respected the Goldmans for staying after him, you know? I don't know if he even had much money when he died or whatever.
Didn't matter.
But, like, that was all his. He could never go out and just make money off of being O.J. Simpson. Now,
I'm sure he got a lot of free rounds of golf and this and that because he's still O.J. Simpson and people would still hook him up and everything. But, yeah, I mean.
Well, the thing, they get it a dime, but he's still got his NFL pension.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, they're paying him every month. But he did not. None of that money went to the Goldmans. It was supposed to.
I got to look at. Yeah, I just know that he couldn't. Because he would have made a. He could have made a ton of money just going on show. Because people, they'll pay you to show up on shows and tell your true story or whatever. And, like, he would have done all that.
But, I want to get
but
the money.
Because the Goldmans were smart enough to sue him and sue his estate, he could. He could. I mean,
he could,
they could have made all the money.
Based on his age and based on, you know, the NFL again, for a year he was getting treatment. He was going to the hospital. He died in hospice.
Right.
All those things. I mean, all that's part of that whole package.
Definitely no money for that. Sorry, man.
Yeah, right? Because, I mean, again, a lot of times that's why civil cases are different. Criminal cases, remember, you got to prove without a reasonable doubt.
Right.
Right, and for him, he got off on the criminal charges or got acquitted. Excuse me, but right, the civil case, it's like they're like, oh no,
we think you're guilty. Yeah, you absolutely owe money.
Right, mm-hmm. Exactly. What's the famous line from Scarface? Right, he's talking to his lawyer about reasonable doubt, and he's like, "And honey, I am a pro at raising reasonable doubt, but you've got this much money in unmarked bills, like in on camera. There's not much I can do there." Richard Simmons, there's been a lot of talk about this because Pauly Shore supposedly is making a biopic on Richard Simmons. Now, Pauly Shore seems like the right person. Pauly Shore also has come out and been like, look, I love Richard Simmons. Like, that's like, I'm not making this to make fun of him. I want to tell his story, this and that. But Richard Simmons, the word is he's been sick or whatever. He really hasn't been out in public. Once he kind of left public life, excuse me.
Bless him.
Yeah, man. I don't know if it's cold or allergies. Once he left public life, he kind of left, right? Mm-hmm. So then this was coming out, and he's put out some statements, but I like that he actually tweeted out. He said, I just read that a man that I don't know is writing my biopic starring Pauly Shore. I did not approve this movie. I'm in talks with major studios to create my own biopic with some help. Wait for this movie. He also issued a statement to his publicist saying, quote, the Pauly Shore biopic does not have my blessing. Some major studios are interested in being involved in my story. Who should play me? Tom Cruise.
Right? Okay.
LOL. Like, he knows he's kidding.
Right. Yes.
But yeah, that's a tough thing, right? Like, my instinct, because I like Pauly Shore.
Sure.
And I liked Richard Simmons. I mean, my mom loved him. I mean, I feel like everybody's mom, if you're my age, like, watch Richard Simmons. So I would go see the movie, or I wouldn't go see it. I'd watch it when it come out on TV.
Yes.
But also now, like, if the actual Richard Simmons is like, hang on, dude, like, I'll make a movie about my actual life where I can talk about it, like, don't go see it. So now it's like, I'm going to have to be on Richard's side and boycott this movie.
Team Richard.
Yeah, right. I mean, that would kind of suck. Somebody you don't know writing a biopic on your life.
While you're still alive.
I know he knows, right. I know he knows Pauly Shore, right? Because you got to remember, Pauly Shore's mom owned and ran the Comedy Store for years.
Mm-hmm.
So he's well connected in Hollywood and this and that, whether you like his comedy or whatever, it's kind of besides the point. So, like, I know he knows Richard Simmons, but that is odd that somebody just gathering information. And look, Richard Simmons, a private dude.
Let's think, all the information that someone's gathering does not come from you.
Well, even if you're a public figure, you mean Pam and Tommy. I guarantee both of them watched that show on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't write it. They had nothing to do with it.
They weren't happy about it.
They
didn't
vouch for it.
Right.
They did not, you know.
Right, and you're taking other people's accounts into it.
Correct.
I mean, hell, we, you know, Mike and I were talking about Motley Crue the other day and Nikki Sixx, right? And it's like, right, even Nikki Sixx, when I read his book, The Heroin Diaries, like, to his credit, he put in quotes from other people because he has no idea. He's just telling the story the way he remembered it. And then people are like, no, he's dead wrong about that. Like, he's all whacked out on drugs. He doesn't remember. Like, this is actually what happened.
Yeah, I thought that was a cool element to the book.
I also thought it was cool that it was 1 year of his life.
That's terrifying that's 1 year.
I always forget that.
It's not even an autobiography. It's like,
These
12 months, like, here's my story.
Which,
like,
is a full God. Book.
Yeah. Well, Mike and I were saying, like, and I believe what is the world premiere of a brand new Motley Crue song tomorrow here.
That's correct. Oh, it's tonight at 9.
Tonight at 9.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Miles.
Kevin Deers.
Oh, he's got it at 9.
9 o'clock.
Damn.
Motley Crue world premiere.
9 o'clock.
Right here
on Odyssey.
You got my
Odyssey. 9 o'clock.
Good job, Mike.
Motley Crue.
Good job, Ted.
Mike, hit mine.
Yeah.
It's the draft sound. It just makes me smile.
Next up, the Washington Commanders. Right you are, Ted.
Look out. The NFL draft is going on tonight. Listen.
Right you are, Ted.
I'm taking a small personal break from making sports predictions again because I was so wrong last weekend. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been right about a lot of things.
Boxing, though.
I don't. Still. Everybody keeps saying that it's sports, but I'm just, I was so dead set. So I don't have a lot of concrete theories on the draft for the Seahawks. But I do think knowing, it's just interesting, right? Because you have Coach McDonald in there. It's his first draft. Seahawks are at 16. Obviously, there's stuff they need. There's guys I'd like to see him get. And then you also have Michael Penix Jr., who's out there.
Mm-hmm.
He played at Washington. You got to remember the Seahawks' new offensive coordinator is the Huskies, Ryan Grubbs. He was at Washington last year.
See what you're saying there.
Has a relationship with them. I want to say the new offensive line coach came over from UW. So there's obviously those connections. I mean, I'm wearing a Husky shirt. I love Mike. But this time of year gets so crazy that it's like people start freaking out. It's like, you got to get this quarterback or that.
Right, right. There's a lot of quarterbacks.
There is. And some of them are going to be good. Some of them are going to miss.
Yep.
I mean, I started saying this yesterday. Like, I feel like Patrick Mahomes is just an outlier. There's a lot of good quarterbacks that are franchise quarterbacks that don't do the things he does, but he's a special player.
Right.
You know, he's on a different level. It's like drafting a cornerback every time and be like, it could be the next Deion.
Could be.
Like,
he won't be.
Jalen Ramsey's had a great career. He's not Deion. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I don't, you know, Cromartie had a great career. You know, Revis Island. Like, there's a lot of those guys, but like, today we get so wrapped up in this stuff. It's like, so some of these quarterbacks will be good. A couple of them are going to suck.
Yep.
They're just not going to pan out. Like, let's never forget, mm-hmm. Jamarcus Russell was a number one draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
But a couple of them.
Vince Young.
Sanchez. I mean, you talk about all these guys. It's like, look, man, they go first round, but it doesn't mean anything. NFL is a different sport, and that's the one thing they all say. It is so much faster and so much more complicated, and the guys that can slow it down and can really understand what the coaches are asking them to do, they tend to do better.
Then you got Purdy.
Right. Mr. Irrelevant.
Right. I think a lot of it depends on whose organization you go to, what's going on, and then also... Like and listen, I love Mel Kiper Jr. Never forget, he might annoy you, but just remember, he was putting out books and magazines.
He's from Baltimore, he can't help it.
He's been putting out books and magazines for years. Like, the reason people even really care about the draft is mainly because of Mel Kiper Jr. Mm-hmm. So I know people like to hate on him and stuff, but he is a massive reason that the draft got so big. Which I remember my buddy Alex used to get it, and we would sit there and read it and see his draft analysis.
Yep.
So, but also, Mel Kiper is a draft expert. It's looking for different things than, say, when you're on a football team. Like, I like guys that played games. I like guys where it's like, yeah, maybe he didn't read the coverage, but he won a football game. Right? That's what I'm saying. So it's like, it's a lot of analysis. It's this and that. Now, with that said, as soon as I get out of here, I'm going to go home, probably crack an adult beverage, and I'm going to watch the draft. Because get me a little warmed up. Get me fired up for football season. The draft is over on, what's it, on ABC? I mean, ABC,
ESPN, Network. NFL Network.
You also have a couple NBA games and maybe a couple hockey games going on. You know what? NBA, good call. Just two games tonight.
Right. But the Lakers and Denver are on. So that, if it's
anything, are they like, one of the games tonight?
Yeah, if it's anything like that last game they played, probably the best NBA game I've ever watched in my life. I'm back and forth.
Okay. I mean,
Lakers are up by 20. Denver comes back, and at the end, they just start firing threes, and it goes back and forth and back and forth, and Denver pulls it out with a last-second shot.
It was a phenomenal game, and it's kind of sad because I like LeBron, but, man, the Lakers just can't beat Denver, which means tonight they will.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Save at Whole Foods Market. Get boneless, skinless chicken breast value packs with no antibiotics ever for 25% off with Prime through April 30th. Stock up on quality proteins for the family. While supplies last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply.
This might be the most surprising statistic I've shared in decades of doing local news. More than 75% of commuters will be involved in a car accident at some point. J.P. Pendergast of Pendergast Law with more.
What makes it more surprising? The average person will be involved in 3 to 4 collisions in their lifetime.
With accidents unbelievably prevalent, what are some safety tips if it happens to you?
Safety first. Secondary collisions are not uncommon while awaiting help. Turn on those hazards and remain in a safe place. If a bystander witnessed the accident, capture their information and encourage them to remain at the scene. Seek medical attention immediately if needed, as delaying can be a costly mistake. Lastly, remember that statements made to police and insurance adjusters can affect your case.
Collisions are more common than we'd like to think. If you find yourself in one, follow these helpful tips and then call my friends at Pendergast Law.
If you or a loved one's injured in a car accident, call Pendergast Law. We can help.
PendergastLaw.com.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Inmates tunnel out of a maximum security prison only to have the police waiting at the very end. Meanwhile, a woman learns that an airport vending machine coffee, yeah, probably not your friend. Woman's boyfriend tells her to buy a lottery ticket. She wins, then goes on a vacation without him. Mm-hmm. Hawaiian police give out to random DUIs to people not drinking for money to skim. And a Buddhist temple made of beer bottles comes crashing down. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, that's up. So we're going to Hawaii, where local authorities are facing scrutiny. Over the last few years, more than 300 arrests have been made in Oahu, charging drivers with DUI. But the problem with this is not dangerous roads, but that none of them, registered above the BAC limit. Mm-hmm. A former officer and a former prosecutor both weighed in on the troubling statistics and brought to light that officers from this particular department are tasked with an unwritten quota. Doing so affects the way departments are gauged for programs that receive federal funding, and the department has refused comment on the issue.
Hmm. Yeah, the quota.
Right. They're not real, though.
Yeah, I know. Everyone will tell you that. I've had one guy say, yeah, there is, which obviously is not a public thing.
Right. 2022 and 23, they said 300 people were arrested. Not one of them was above the legal limit.
Come on.
There was some
that is insanity.
There was some 60 of them that didn't even register. I mean,
he's just doing that.
Yes.
I know in some cases, if they just are like, all right, you're under the limit, but you're close, they could still arrest you.
Sure. And I can understand that. If it's impeding your way of driving, absolutely. But when they pull somebody over, they say you were swerving. Well, I hit the gas and my tires broke free. No, I don't know. Get in the car.
All right.
Like, damn, man. Again, and then when you go to the station and they do a breathalyzer, they take, do a blood test, whatever, and it comes up way below. It's like, really? Are we still here?
Or, like you said, in some cases, it's negative.
Right.
There's nothing in their system.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and I might be wrong, but I feel like this, I feel like a cop told me once, like, the field sobriety test, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just to see if, like, if you'll do them, how you're reacting. You know right. what I mean?
Sure. It's not
like
about
I
the
couldn't
test.
Do that. I couldn't say the alphabet right now. If you said say it without singing and skip this letter, I'd screw it up.
Yeah. Right.
I'm stone sober.
Right. Right. In other news, down in Venezuela, a group of 20 inmates thought that they were on the road to freedom.
Oh, yeah?
Not much is detailed in the story as to how they were able to pull it off, but the group of convicts executed an escape operation from the prison and were successfully able to get outside of the prison walls. What's a little on the unfortunate side for them? There was a group of prison guards conducting a training exercise right outside of their breach point. The guards were able to group around the small exit point, apprehending the convicts one by one as they squeezed out of the prison. All criminals were rounded up and put back into their cells.
They're doing a training exercise.
Right.
Bam, we made it! I wonder if there was a period where they were like, if you're doing a training exercise, like, is this real?
Yeah, at right. that point, like, because that's so ridiculous, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, Joey said that we have to do this. You just capture us and put us back in.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It'd be like, I'm just saying, like, that's just weird. They're training to be correction officers, right?
Right.
And then literally dudes start sneaking out of the jail. Like, in my head, am I supposed to react for real? Exactly. Or is this just part of the training?
Yeah, right? I would not know. Unless the CEO's like, no, they're escaping.
Well, and
what are the odds that you spent all this time tunneling, and I'm sure it did not take as long as Shawshank Redemption, but you still got to put in the effort, right?
I know, but how do they know where they're going to end up?
Well, you just know you're on the outside. You just know what the foundation wall all right. is. And then you all these guys coordinate. Everyone put in an effort. We're digging with spoons, Ted.
Spoon
for 3 years. And on the day that we pop out, like, you've got to be essing me.
Right.
You're doing a training exercise right now.
Ah, got it.
He doesn't make a decision ever again in his life.
Yeah, I mean, the fact they got out, I mean, they put him back in, but I'm just like, it's wild.
Yeah.
Right.
Like I told you, I watch those prison shows. It is amazing how tight security is, and they still get stuff in there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No kidding, dude. No kidding. Let's head to Spain, where a woman just wanted coffee, ended up in the hospital. She was at the airport in Spain and decided to grab herself some Java. After getting her cup from a nearby vending machine, she went about her business, sipping the tepid beverage. But after a few swigs, things started to taste a little off, and she decided to take a look. Which is when she noticed that her coffee was infested with insects. It is a rather disturbing photo if you guys get a look at that.
Oh, I saw it.
Upon this realization, the woman actually started having an anaphylactic reaction, swelling her tongue, cutting off her airway. She was rushed to the hospital and is recovering from the incident, and her family has filed a complaint with the airport.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, I saw the picture. I'm like, yeah, no.
And the thing that stunned me is that she had an anaphylactic reaction to it.
You know, what kind? It doesn't say what kind of bugs they were.
No, it just says insects. And I just assumed it was like flies. There might have been some fly larvae in there or something like that. It looked like gnats or little fruit flies, something like that.
I have a peanut and maggot egg allergy.
No kidding, dude.
Fly larvae just sounds like it's cool.
Fly larvae.
Fly larvae, fly. Say, brother, you're fly larvae.
You guys ever drank anything that had something nasty in it?
Yeah,
a couple times.
Yeah.
Cigarette butts.
I mean, it did not go into my mouth. Well, the thing where they put, like, the worm on the bottom and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I had an intruder in my shower this morning, Mike.
Oh, no kidding?
Hey, he had eight legs.
His name was Henry.
Now he's dead.
That's right. They come out of your drains, dude.
Yeah, I just squashed him against the wall and flushed him.
Attaboy.
That's the move.
God, I had one show up in the shower when I was underway, and this thing is like a 3x3 shower. There is not a whole lot of room in there. Scared the living daylights out of me, dude. He's just staring right at my unit. Like, what are you doing, dude?
I'm staring at my unit.
Nice, yes, man. Unit.
Oh, pervert spider, huh?
Right? With all eight of his eyes, too.
Oh, just get a good look.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you enjoyed it, you pervert.
What do you call that? Your fourth leg?
I like that Charlotte's Web, but now the spider just stares at people in the shower.
Yeah, Charlotte done changed things up.
Make sure you get behind your ears.
Wilbur ain't the only pig I like looking at.
And just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
A woman listened to her boyfriend's advice and it paid off. We go to Laurel, Maryland, where a woman decided to take her boyfriend's advice and just buy a lottery ticket. She tells the media that he always says to just buy one because it's only a couple bucks, so she decided, why not, and bought into the Powerball. After leaving the ticket in her purse all weekend long, she finally scanned the barcode with the Maryland Lottery app and found out that she had won a $50,000 jackpot. She elected to remain anonymous, but says that she'll spend her winnings on a vacation with her daughter and for tickets from time to time.
Where is she? Where Maryland?
Laurel, Maryland.
Oh, Laurel.
Laurel.
I'm the boyfriend.
Right.
I encourage you to buy a lottery ticket.
Correct.
You win $50,000.
Indeed.
It's my idea.
Right.
Say, why not?
Exactly.
And then you take your kid on vacation.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. That's the move.
Yeah.
All right.
Good job.
Thanks.
All right.
I mean, look, we all know. I mean, the three of us know. They're just going to Ocean City.
Yeah. Men's room sports. The NFL draft is underway over on ESPN. Currently on the 7th pick as the Tennessee Titans. The pick is in. I thought I might be at least somewhere close to our pick, but there was no chance. There was no chance.
Bro, no, because the Seahawks are 16th, and, like, they do it, like, the draft starts at 5. They trotted out Eminem. Like, there's a lot of stuff they got to get
right.
Through.
Yeah. So, we got the 16th pick, unless old Mike and John decide to trade something out, but keep an eye on that over there. Your Seattle Mariners wrapped up their series against Texas this afternoon with Luis Castillo starting on the mound. And, of course, they came out victorious 4-3 in that bad game right there. They took it. They took the series against the Rangers. You got to love it.
They'll be back. Two or three in a row?
That is three series in a row that they won.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Mariners.
Yes, sir. They'll be back in action tomorrow night as they host the Arizona Diamondbacks all weekend long. NBA playoffs continue.
They're hosting the Diamondbacks?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Are they going to wear those throwbacks?
That's what we were talking about. Yes.
Yeah. I didn't realize the Diamondbacks were in town.
Yes. Yeah.
Jesus.
Exactly. Yeah. NBA playoffs continue with Game 3 between the Cavaliers and the Magic over on NBA TV and Game 3 between the Knicks and 76ers on TNT, which will move over to Game 3 between the Nuggets and the Lakers after that one wraps up right around 7. As for NHL, a couple games on as we speak. Game 3 between the Panthers and Lightning is on TBS and Max, and Game 3 between the Hurricanes and Islanders
Islanders.
Islanders.
It's over on ESPN, too. As far as your weather, rain's clearing up a little earlier than expected. Should move on in the middle of the day, rather, middle of the night, making way for mostly cloudy skies tomorrow with a high of about 58. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawkins out.
All right, see you next time. Finally, Friday, we'll do all the Friday crap. Kevin Deere has Aerosmith tickets coming up in the world premiere for Motley Crue tonight at 9.
Yes, indeed, it's all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.